What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take a look, shall we? Our first look for this week, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, reiterated that for several weeks it has raised the need for us as a state to confront once and for all and carry out actions that present solutions to the country's structural problems. The union specified that at this time the main issue that must be addressed is the situation of the Social Security Fund. The diagnosis are presented. It is time to take action, stressed the CCIAP. It will be useless to seek opportunities for the country and its people if the pension system, the heart of the Panamanian economy, collapses. This would mean a real social crisis that would end up destroying the little trust that exists in Panamanians and would plunge the country in a new economic crisis. And it is that this Sunday's column in La Cámara Opina, the union detailed, a series of initiatives to seek to empower small and medium-sized enterprises, attract foreign investment to the country, and position Panama as a meeting center for events, conventions, and international meetings. Among these proposals is the Franchising Panama program, which encourages small enterprising businesses to become franchises. As the most representative association of the Panamanian private sector, the CCIAP will continue to work for Panama and the Panamanians in the constant search for opportunities, but it is also prepared to go as soon as possible to address the problems that require imminent attention from everyone that promotes the existence of a long-term, sustainable Panamanian state, it was emphasized. Some 187,644 immigrants heading to the United States have arrived in Panama this year, and so far this October, 36,062 have passed, mostly Venezuelans. This was announced by the Minister of Public Security, Juan Manuel Pino, during a work tour of the province of Darien, bordering Colombia. We spoke with migrants, mostly Venezuelans, who told us that after the announcement by the United States, many of them made the decision to return to their country. However, others continue the journey, explained the minister. Last Wednesday, the United States announced new measures to control Venezuelan migration, a program that gives legal status for 2 years to those who arrive by plane and the immediate expulsion of most of those who cross the border through Mexico. For her part, the General Director of the National Migration Service, Samira Gozain, reported that currently more than 9,000 migrants are in reception camps in the province of Darien. Panama continues to provide food, lodging and health care there. There are many children who come on these journeys and we cannot stop caring for them, said Gozain. And meanwhile, the Director of the National Border Service, Oriel Ortega, reported that through the Juana Ju Marada operation, the Darien jungle has been reinforced. He specified that 78 coyotes have been detained, while 688 migrants were rescued. So far this year, we have apprehended 136 people for crimes against migrants, and of these, 85 are nationals and 56 are foreigners. The work tour included a visit to the border community of Cañas Blancas, which is located 2 kilometres from the borderline with Colombia. Poverty, job instability, food shortages, uncertain markets, climate change and Russia's invasion of Ukraine are the many reasons linked to hunger. The health crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic jeopardised progress in the Sustainable Development Goals, such as the Zero Hunger Goal, according to the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, the FAO, as it is the acronym in English. In Panama, there were 200,000 hungry Panamanians, that's 5.8% of the total population, and this was at the end of 2021. In a group of undernourished Panamanians, 60% or 6 out of 10 are concentrated in the indigenous comarcas and 40%, the rest is in rural areas of the provinces of Panama and Colón. Adoniram Sanchez Peraki, sub-regional director for Mesoamerica and FAO representative in Panama and Costa Rica, told La Prensa, They are classified as a hungry population because due to their limitations, they are unable to obtain the 2,200 calories per day necessary for nutrition. In the midst of this panorama, in which a possible global economic recession is visualized by 2023, today marks World Food Day. And with some 828 million people suffering from hunger in the world, or 9.8% of the planet's population, of which 150 million were added by the pandemic, according to the most recent FAO report. Santis Paraki commented that in the case of Panama, the index of the population with hunger decreased. That was from 7.5% in 2019 to 5.8% in 2021, attributed to a growth in the production of food, grains and poultry, in addition to the aggressive social policy of the Solidarity Plan, which was promoted by the government. In 2019, the hungry Panamanian population was estimated at about 300,000 people, that is, until 2021, and it decreased by about 100,000 people. He indicated that the methodology used to measure hunger is validated by different international organizations, including the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean. Panama is the second place in the hunger index after Costa Rica, which has the lowest percentage in the region, explained Sanchez. A man allegedly linked to the recent robbery of the El Ingenio Savings Bank in Betania will be provisionally detained. This was decided by the guarantee judge of the First Judicial Court of Panama, Maylin Hein, in a hearing held on Sunday, yesterday. This citizen was apprehended the morning of the previous day in an operation carried out in the San Isidoro sector in the San Miguelito district. The investigations carried out by the judicial authorities revealed a patrimonial injury that would amount to more than $60,000. The robbery at the El Ingenio branch of the savings bank was the third robbery at a state bank in a period of 3 months, and the second at this particular entity. The same thing happened on September the 27th at the Plaza Galapagos branch, Juan Diaz, where they took $39,633. The Panamanian delegation that performed at the 12th South American Games in Asuncion closed its participation with a good taste in the mouth thanks to athletics, which provided two more medals, one gold and the other bronze. It was Charmar Chambers from Colón who climbed to the top of the podium in the 800-metre dash, winning gold with a time of 1.46.99 minutes. José Matia from Venezuela and Eduardo Ribeiro from Brazil took silver and bronze, respectively. In the process, Chambers set a new Central American record and also a national record in the track event. His time also earned him his place in the Pan American Games in Santiago 2023. This gold is dedicated to all my friends and my sponsors, to all those who made it possible, Chambers told the press department of the Panama Olympic Committee after the race. We knew that the test was for anyone because we all had the same level, but we were ready for any kind of race that came our way, and we knew how to read it well, added the national athlete. Another runner who could also put the colours of our flag on the podium was Didier Rodriguez, who captured the bronze medal in the 3,000 metres with obstacles, with a time of 8 minutes, 54.61 seconds. Gerard Giraldo from Colombia won the gold with a time of 8 minutes, 40.28 seconds, and his compatriot Carlos San Martin took the silver with a time of 8.2566 minutes. The change of weather affected us a bit, but I tried to adapt as soon as possible, and the results came through, Rodriguez said after the race. Our country closed its participation in the Games with a total of 12 medals to rank 11th in the medal table out of 14 countries. In addition to Chambers, two other golds came through women's boxing with Athena Bailon and Taekwondo in the traditional Pumse modality with Daniela Rodriguez. In addition, there was a silver and 8 bronzes. I'll repeat. is the title of the new song that Panamanian artist Edward Jose of the pop genre is promoting these days. The song, which was officially released on the 23rd of September, is an urban pop, very different from what I'd previously done. However, I have tried to break paradigms, but keeping my essence and what I am, the musician tells the La Prensa newspaper. I think the main message of this song is to shout your feelings, to tell the world when you love, to tell the world when you're happy, and not to hold anything back, he says. The composition of the song had the collaboration of also Panamanian Angel D. It's the first time we've composed together, and I thought that to achieve a different result, the process had to be different, and I think it showed in how it turned out. And a fire was recorded on the afternoon of this Sunday in a commercial premises located in Cayo Uruguay, in the sector of Bella Vista. This was reported by the Panama Fire Department on its Twitter account. So far, no injuries have been reported, and firefighters from the Caledonia, Carrasquilla and Plaza Amador stations participated in the extinction work. And that's it. There we go. That's our look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.